So now you have inside you a part that's morally is the general, the disease-causing entity is in charge, and the cells start to obey it. They get converted. And the cells now, the army that was left over from the real person, have no morals. They haven't got a moral imperative. They haven't got a moral advantage. Because a moral something is a strength, isn't it? It's a spiritual strength. In a human being, it's a spiritual strength. So, when the cancer takes hold, they are stronger by virtue of the moral advantage, the moral imperative, than the ordinary cells of your body. And because of the fight, the struggle, your own willful struggle, you're a bad king. You're not a good general. And so your soldiers, your cells, sense it. And they fight without the moral imperative necessary. And what happens in the moment of contest, they get converted like you did. Because when you got upset when you were a kid, you became the thing you hated. And you try not to be, but still, you're becoming it anyway, aren't you? Right? So your cells, on a cellular level, it goes all the way down. And so when you're those cells, the good cells meet the cells of the bad king, they convert. And the army of the wicked inside you gets bigger and bigger until there's nothing left of you. And if you take those cells and put them in a petri dish, they will live forever.